Man. I'm Mike Thomas in for Frank Bonacquisti this morning. Joining me is Lisa Burke. She's the Executive Director of Elementary Programs at Ben Lapine Schools. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks
Good
for coming
morning,
in.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So your new role here as Executive Director of Elementary Programs, this is new for you, correct?
Yes. So in my past, I was a principal at a couple of different buildings here in town. And then formerly I was in the classroom. I was a special education teacher, but this is my first time in this role. Tammy Doty, who's the other executive director, and I kind of share the overseeing of our 19 elementary schools in Ben Lapine.
And we're here today to talk about kids just joining elementary schools. We're 5 months away from the next school year, but right now the district is reaching out to families of children who will be entering kindergarten in the fall. Why is it important to reach out now?
Yeah, so it's a very exciting time. All of our kindergartners are gearing up, and it's really important to reach out now because it allows for our schools to do the very best planning that we can do. So we can set students up in classrooms appropriately. We can make sure that parents are connected so that they are up to date on any of the events that are upcoming in their own schools. And they can just make sure that their student has all of the things in place to help them be successful on day one.
How do you even contact these families if they don't have older siblings already going to school?
Yeah, that's where really a lot of your listeners come in. We're sort of crowdsourcing this idea. We have it out on different media outlets. But if our families are not already connected to preschool programs in our area or, programs that take place within our schools, it is important that if you have a friend or somebody who you know who has a five-year-old, please or send them to this event on Saturday. And they can walk into any school and get registered for school, too, if that's easier.
Now, you mentioned Saturday, they're going to have school buses making stops at parks and other locations. Tell me about this.
Yes. So this is what we are taking it on the road. So sometimes families, it's easy for them to walk into a school, but sometimes families just are unaware of what school their child might be going to in the fall. And parks are a really easy way for students to come in, have the adults be able to meet with adults and get some paperwork done or other things done while kids are having fun climbing on a school bus, looking through a little swag bag of all things related to getting ready for kindergarten, and then also just, having playground equipment to play.
We're in with Lisa Burke. She's the executive director of elementary programs for Ben Lapine Schools. So that's coming up this Saturday, this event with the school buses. Next month, you have Kinder Fiesta. What's that?
Yeah, so Kinder Fiesta is a very similar event, but it is geared toward our Spanish-speaking families. That will be on the lawn of the Ed Center downtown. And so families can come and get supports for registering for kindergarten. They can also have, some little trinkets and things to help kids get excited for school. And I think there's some ice cream involved, too. So that event is for our Spanish-speaking families. But our Spanish-speaking families can join us at the parks this weekend as well.
So that's going on this Saturday and then next week. If a parent is listening of an incoming kindergarten student, what can they be doing right now to get their kid ready?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one of the biggest changes for students as they enter into kindergarten, beyond just being excited, is that, that having a structure to their day and the timing of their day changes. So if you can really start to identify a sleep schedule or a time that is natural to go to bed so that you're ready to get up with without a whole lot of hassle in your morning, then that allows your child to be ready coming through our doors at 7:45 to be ready for their first day of school. The other thing that you can help them with is just getting anything that relates to independence. So their ability to zip up their own coat, their ability to gather their things in their backpack. All of those things are really important as we think about kids going back and forth from recess or back and forth from the car. Those are all going to help your morning be really calm.
It's your town here on the KBND Morning News. We're with Lisa Burke, the executive director of Ben Lapine Schools Elementary Programs. Tell me about the eligibility if parents don't know yet if their kid is able to go to school.
Yeah, so students must be 5 by September 1st. That's in line with our Oregon statute. And so if that is you or somebody you know, we just encourage you to connect to the schools. The schools will have some, more specific types of paperwork. But as it relates to these events, you can just show up with your child and just spend some time being excited about coming to school in the fall.
As they should be. It's always kindergarten, one of the best years for school.
For sure.
All right. Lisa Burke, she is the executive director of elementary programs. You can check out those events for Saturday with the buses. Oh, and kids are going to get some extra treats on that Saturday, right?
Yes, indeed. So all of our students will not only be able to climb on the bus, which is super exciting, especially for students who otherwise wouldn't be riding the bus, but they also will walk out of that bus extravaganza with a little tote bag and some goodies and a book related to school.
And that builds excitement for it. I'm sure there's a lot of, or maybe some anxiety about going to school and taking on that next step for kids, but this has to be a good feeling for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it just gets them connected with other adults. I mean, what we want our students to know is that every adult, whether it's your teacher or anybody who's kind of tall at your school, they are there to support you in whatever way is necessary. And so we want them to feel comfortable both in our parks, but then also when they're coming to school. We would encourage parents to always know that we value their insight as they are their child's first teacher. And so as they are coming into our schools, we want them to stay, to initially come in, become connected with their classroom teacher, and then stay connected throughout the year. So the schools are able to support families in a number of ways, but the teacher is their primary support in the classroom.
And for more information on Saturday's event, we have that on our website, kbnd.com. It's your town on the KBND Morning News. Lisa Burke, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate that very much.